USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is tweeting about the highly anticipated congressional hearings with former Russia probe special counsel Robert Mueller. He says it's very unfair that a never-Trumper attorney will be allowed to help Mueller with his testimony. A House Judiciary spokesman says Mueller's longtime aide, Aaron Zedley, will be by his side, not as a witness, but as Mueller's counsel. House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff said he was expecting such a request.
Our intention is that Mueller do the testifying and not have someone else do it for him.
Sources say Mueller has been practicing for the back-to-back hearings in which Republicans are sure to ask difficult questions about the origins of the Russia investigation and the conduct of the investigators. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 177 points. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
FBI Director Chris Wray tells the Senate Judiciary Committee he won't comment on Mueller's investigation. In his testimony, he focused on national security and economic espionage threats. He tells the committee chairman, Lindsey Graham, about the two biggest threats to the United States.
There is no country that poses a more severe counterintelligence threat to this country right now than China.
And That's saying a lot.
That is saying a lot. And I don't say it lightly.
Who would be second?
Probably Russia.
The Washington Post is reporting that the Federal Trade Commission will allege that Facebook misled users about its privacy practices as part of an expected settlement. Facebook is accused of deceiving consumers about why it needed their phone numbers. Stocks were up on Wall Street. The Dow was up 177 points, the S&P 500 up 20, and the NASDAQ up 47. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pennsylvania school districts are telling parents to pay up or else, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Hundreds of families in Pennsylvania received a letter from their public school district this month informing parents that if their kids' lunch debt was not settled, their child could be removed from the home and placed in foster care. One of the districts doing this is Wyoming Valley School District. Now, they're saying this is a last resort for them, and they're owed around $22,000 combined from all the parents. Now, all that being said, Larry Wingett, the pit bull of personal development, tells Fox News this isn't the way to handle it.
Well, first of all, that's ridiculous. We're not going to take kids away from their parents because they're not paying their school lunch money. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and they should have known better than to send that. I will say this. Pay your bills. Everybody, pay your bills. It's not a parenting issue. That's an integrity issue. You made a deal. You owe the money. You pay the money.
Okay.
But when the punishment is we're going to take your kids away and feed your kids peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, that's dumb.
According to the New York Times, court documents show that an Ohio hospital paid the estate of astronaut Neil Armstrong $6 million to settle allegations that post-surgical complications led to the 2012 death. The hospital defended the care but paid the family $6 million to settle the matter privately and avoid the devastating publicity. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.